USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Florence, a monster storm, now a tropical depression. The slow-moving system has claimed at least 13 lives and caused extensive damage and catastrophic flooding in the Carolinas. Michael Sprayberry, director of North Carolina Emergency Management, appearing on ABC's This Week, urging residents to stay cautious, saying Florence still poses a huge threat.
It's bad right now, and we do expect it to get worse over the coming days.
Fayetteville, North Carolina Mayor Mitch Colvin tells ABC News the rising Cape Fear River has prompted mandatory evacuations.
We're in the midst of 15 to 20 inches of rainfall. We are expecting that our rivers will rise to levels that we haven't seen during the last 50 or 75 years.
When animals attack, a couple of deadly attacks over the weekend, a 37-year-old hunting guide killed by a bear in Wyoming, and a deadly shark attack off the coast of Cape Cod. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump denied that nearly 3,000 people died in Puerto Rico in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, tweeting in part that when I left the island after the storm had hit, they had anywhere from 6 to 18 deaths. On Fox News Sunday, FEMA Administrator Brock Long said it's hard to tell what's accurate and what's not.
There's several different studies out there that are all over the place. We don't count deaths. You know, the only thing that would come remotely close the data that we would have is the funeral benefits that we push forward. I think the president is fully supportive. I know he's fully supportive of FEMA, and he realizes that the mission that we went in to help support was incredibly complex.
An investigation is underway into what caused a string of gas explosions in three towns north of Boston, which left at least one person dead. National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt says no foul play is suspected.
We have no evidence at this time that there is anything nefarious, anything suspicious, anything intentional associated with this disaster.
Residents were allowed to start moving back into their homes this morning, but it may be weeks till gas service is restored. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Paul Manafort, the former chairman of the Trump campaign, says he'll now cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller in the Russia investigation as part of a plea deal. Former Whitewater independent counsel Ken Starr, appearing on ABC's This Week, says he's not surprised.
He was under tremendous pressure, and had I been his counsel, I would say, Paul, we gave it our best shot.
Starr praises the agreement as a major step toward uncovering the truth about Russian interference in the 2016 election and potential coordination between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin. After a two-week killing spree, the suspect, a border agent, is found hiding in a truck in a parking lot in Laredo early Saturday. Webb County District Attorney Isidro Alznes.
We do consider this to be a serial killer. It meets the qualifications or definition of being a serial killer. In this case, we have four people that have been murdered.
35-year-old Juan Ortiz, an intel supervisor for the Border Patrol, confesses to killing four female sex workers. A fifth woman escaped and found help. The holiday shopping season has begun, and people are already spending more than last year. USA's Wendy King has details.
New data from Adobe Analytics finds America spent a record $2 billion online on Labor Day, which is up 23% from a year ago. Shoppers shelled out money on big-ticket items like electronics, appliances, and grills. According to the Washington Post, retail strategists believe the numbers bode well for the upcoming holiday.